This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here Tuesday, noon hour. A lot of NFL over the next 45 minutes. We'll get to an NFL no huddle, get you caught up on everything else that's going on around the league as the owners' meetings are going on down in Florida, and they're making some rule changes, not just on-the-field stuff, but some off-the-field scheduling stuff as well. Jersey-related rule changes, one that I really like as it relates to this team here. And then we'll get to what Raheem and Arthur Blank had to say down there as well about the Falcons and Kirk Cousins specifically. The back page with Bo coming up at 12:40 also.
I don't get the whole, you know, uniform thing. I mean, as long as they got the patch on there, what does it matter?
Right. As long as, they're not wearing the same color as the other team, and it's your jersey, and it has your logo on it. And it's got the NFL patch on it.
I know the league has their approved uniforms and everything like that. Which they do.
Sure.
But what does it matter?
I don't know.
I'm also curious if they, like, say, for instance, they waived it all. Would they do it? Would more teams do it? Would Kelly Green come back and be the Eagles' main uniform?
Yeah, it's interesting because they could just do that if they want it.
Right.
Right? Like, they could just make it their main uniform.
Right.
And then not just have to go to it three. Now they can do it four times per season to go to the throwbacks. Like, the Falcons used the three last year to use the throwbacks.
Right.
I would assume they'll use the four to use the throwbacks next year. They could if they – I think – I mean, I don't know how the rules work, but I think you're allowed to make the decision to, okay, these are going to be our uniforms again. Or do you have to have modern, less good uniforms?
That's what I'm saying.
Is there an NFL mandate that every team has to actively have a worse uniform than the one that they used to have?
Or somebody – same person designed all the uniforms. I don't know.
Or, or maybe it's some, like, owner's – like
kid?
Niece. Yeah. She's like one of the jersey designers or something, and they got to keep that racket going. I'm not sure. But this is like, what percentage of NFL teams would have a better uniform if they used the ones that they used to wear?
Almost all of them.
Right?
Seahawks, the Broncos
The Broncos. Falcons are the
Falcons
number
definitely.
One.
We talked about the Eagles.
Dolphins.
The hell yeah. The
Patriots.
Dolphins. Yes.
I mean, some teams haven't really changed that much, like the Steelers and the Bears and the Packers and teams like that. Even the Chiefs haven't really changed that much. But like those are some of the best uniforms in football.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I did see that the Titans are going to stop wearing the Houston throwbacks.
Oh, are they?
Yeah. Which is good.
It seems like they always get beat on them, too.
Yeah, and you know, it's not, you're not Houston.
Yeah.
Those are the Oilers. There's no oil in Tennessee.
But I wonder if they give them, let the Texans use it.
I hope so.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
I wonder if they let them. Because when they left Houston to go to Tennessee, they took everything.
Right. There was the franchise.
Yeah, they took everything.
Meaning the history and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So that's like when you see a Titans franchise record, you'll see like Earl Campbell on there or something. And it's like, well, he didn't play
for them. Right, he didn't
play for them. So maybe he didn't have that record, but also he didn't play for the Houston Texans either.
Right.
So he didn't. So what do you do? I don't know. It's an awkward situation. That's why teams shouldn't be allowed to move. neither here nor there. But I guess maybe they should be. Otherwise, we wouldn't have the Atlanta Braves. But maybe we don't want the Atlanta Braves right now. You know what I mean? All right. Let's get to an NFL no huddle. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll get to some of the coaches and everything that was said down there regarding the quarterback carousel, really more than anything. But let's start with some of these rule changes. The NFL shortened the time needed for Thursday night flex. So if they want you on Thursday night, now they only have to give you 21 days notice to put you on Thursday night.
Yes.
All right. I don't know. What was it before?
I don't know.
Okay. Oh, it's 28. Okay. Okay. So one less week. Sucks for fans.
Yeah, it
like
does.
If you're planning on traveling somewhere to see a game on Sunday and then 3 weeks before they're like, actually, no, it's going to be on Thursday. Like, oh, all right. I guess I'll have to ask for work off then.
Yeah.
Change my plane ticket. See if I can get lodging. But Jeff Bezos has more money than you. Yep. So
and it don't matter.
He can do whatever he wants.
And that's the thing about it. Okay, they got to change. But you know who doesn't have to change anything? They got TV partners. Netflix gets two games on Christmas. Mm-hmm. And Amazon gets them that game on Christmas.
Yeah. So there'll be three games on Christmas.
Yep.
Screw you, NBA.
Yep.
That's ours now.
Take it or leave
like,
it.
Like, it's crazy. They're just like, I don't know. Maybe that's the NBA. We shouldn't do that. That's theirs. And then Christmas was on a Sunday a couple years ago, right?
Yep.
So they had to play.
Yep.
Oh, geez, those ratings were really good. Let's do it again.
Yeah.
Let's just try it. Oh, they were good again? That's the thing about it is like, what'd you think was going to happen? They could play an NFL game tomorrow.
And it's going to be crazy.
You know what I mean?
It's going to be crazy.
They could play, the Browns could play the Jaguars on the day of game 7 of the NBA Finals.
Yes.
And it would have five times as much
it
ratings.
Sure would.
You know what I mean?
So it sure
like,
would.
Like, oh, yeah, the Christmas ratings were good. I guess we'll do it. Of course they were going to be good. They were always going to be good. Let's hear from Mike Tomlin talking about the Steelers situation.
He's a free agent. As you guys know, he came to visit last Friday. We had a really productive day. He's been in this thing a long time. I've been in this thing a long time. Mm-hmm. But it's no substitute for, you know, intimacy and spending time together and getting to know one another in a non-competitive environment. And so that was really good. But I don't have any new updates in terms of where the process is. We'll see where it leads us.
I just wanted to hear Mike Tomlin.
He's talking about Aaron Rodgers.
He's talking about Aaron Rodgers. And they're really selling him up, in my opinion. Talking about the Steelers. I saw their owner, Mr. Rooney, talking about basically, I think it'd be a great thing.
Yeah, it sounds like they're talking about it, the owners of the Steelers. Yes. Like they think it's going to happen.
Yeah, they think it's going to happen the way it is right now. And I don't know Aaron, and I don't know his intentions, but I think he's still trying to hold out for Minnesota. And they just won't put it to bed that J.J. McCarthy's our guy, we're moving forward with him. But yeah, I think, you know, and Bo was just telling me, I know we mentioned it last week that, you know, the internet rumors is because McAfee's going to be in Pittsburgh doing a live show and broadcasting everything. So a lot of people are thinking that that's going to be the day Aaron Rodgers comes on and announces he's going to Steelers. I wouldn't put it past either one of them.
Man, if that happens.
I wouldn't put it past either one of them for that to happen.
McAfee had the LeBron versation last week.
Yeah.
And then if he got that announcement.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, they've been loving up on Aaron. I saw the video out there to him and DK who signed this offseason with the Steelers.
Right. They're traded then signed
out there having a throwing session out in LA. So I mean, it seems like he's going. You know, I just think the biggest thing with him is, you know, can he play in a different offense than he's ever played in? Arthur Smith defense offense. I mean, all offenses are pretty much the same. It's just a terminology and different reads, all that other crap. But offense is offense. And he's always had it the way he wanted it. And I know this about Arthur Smith. Arthur Smith No.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That feels like if it works, great.
Yeah.
But if it doesn't,
it's like gonna be a disaster.
That struggle between those two guys.
Yep.
The shade thrown publicly and like the little sarcastic remarks and all that he's going on. Also, they're both Pat McAfee guys.
Yes.
So would they come on together?
I don't know.
Did Arthur Smith still do that?
No.
No, that was just the final year here.
That sight. What that?
Remember when he freaked out and cut off his mustache?
Yes.
That's when you knew.
Well,
you got
downhill.
You got to have mustache confidence.
You
man.
Got you,
like
dog.
If you're going with it, go with it. Don't panic in the middle of the night and shave your mustache. Mike Tomlin also excellent. That's just good advice for relationships as well. There is no substitute for intimacy. You get lost sometimes. You know what I mean? In the shuffle, you doing all this. Kids got to go there, work all that, dinner, whatever. Got to make time for intimacy.
No doubt.
Got to do it. You gotta stay. You gotta stay in love.
Yes, because it's fun.
You gotta keep dating.
But there's no substitute for intimacy.
There isn't. There's no substitute.
Don't ever let nobody tell you there is.
Yeah, there's nothing you could do to make up for it. You always got to do it. That physical connection is vital. Here's Mike McDaniel talking about Tyreek Hill. There's no substitute for Tyreek.
I can
either.
Certainly say with certainty that at this certain moment,
love this
we are fully planning to move forward as a better version of our relationship with Tyreek and the Miami Dolphins. So I have no reason to think otherwise.
I mean, he was banged up a lot last year, especially that wrist. It was bothering him all year. Finally had surgery on it.
He made it sound like he wanted to leave.
But he seemed like he wanted to leave. Exactly.
Didn't he, like, leave the game or something when they were knocked out of the playoffs?
Yeah, and that'll tell me a lot about that team and that culture if he has a captain's on his jersey this year. Because his ass walked right off the damn field.
Right.
His partner, Wallace, said, "Hey, Reek, you out?" Yeah. Like, no, that's just lame as hell. That is lame as hell. But, I mean, they got a lot of issues going on with themselves as far as with Tua and with Chris Greer, the GM, and also Mike. I mean, they got to win.
Yep.
They got to win this year. And so, yeah, but no, I don't anticipate them doing anything with him as far as Tyreek Hill.
No, because he impacts winning for them almost as much as Tua does.
Yes.
Like, they need him to win. They need Tua to be healthy.
Yes.
They need him to be healthy and, you know, whatever, focused, playing, all that kind of stuff. And if that happens, they're usually pretty good. Like, when all that's going on, which
it's a fun team to watch.
So when that's going on, they're not great, but they're pretty good. They're probably a playoff team when they have all that going. But yeah, they better be a playoff team this year, otherwise
somebody's fired.
Yeah, it's too bad. I like that guy. Sort of a different flavor of NFL coach. They're tabling the Tush Push
lame
vote.
Tell me why, Andy.
I think they like us talking about it. I think that's really what it is. Like, I think they like people debating whether or not the Tush Push should be in existence. And if they vote it out, then we stop talking about it. Then it's just gone.
I just don't understand why.
I think they like the content.
When you're voting, I mean, I just don't understand. Never, you're mad because one team is really good at something. I know they kind of say it's an eyesore and everything like that.
And it is. It's not fun to watch.
It is, but at the same time, it's because only one team can do it.
Yeah.
And they do it well.
So go ahead and do it. And then they'll say, well, their quarterback's got all the legs. Well, get your quarterback on the squat rack. Yeah, but, you know what I mean?
I mean?
Get him in there.
Like,
get his legs pumped
up. The stuff you're trying to say, there's the reason behind it. Why don't you just do it?
Right. It's all stuff that people are doing.
Yeah.
They don't have some sort of, like, innate advantage to do the play that other teams couldn't do or practice or work out towards or whatever. Other teams just don't want to do it.
And this is Green Bay's thing. Now, if Jordan Love had got it, and that whole...
Oh, it's Green Bay's.
Yeah.
This is like they started the whole thing.
Yeah. And if that video of Jordan Love wasn't out there of him trying to do it and it completely failing.
Yeah. He's got weak legs.
Who knows? Who knows?
The quarterback's got weak thighs. You know what I mean? I just think they want... Because, like, it gets talked about every day. Look at that. NFL Network right now. Tush Push.
And it's just, and my thing is,
if they banned it, then we'd have to move on.
I just don't think it's a big deal either. That's just
my No, it doesn't happen that much.
Yeah, that's,
now, it has helped them get to a level of third and fourth and short conversion rate that is as better than anybody ever in NFL history.
84%.
It's insane. I mean, it's practically a cheat code.
But 84%.
But it's a cheat code that's available to everybody. And I do think it's a little bit. I think it's a bit disingenuous for coaches and owners to try to argue the health aspect of it with no proof.
Because there's no data.
Because they know that that's the route to getting something changed in the NFL. Mm-hmm. I think that's kind of cheap. Just say you don't want them to do it anymore.
And that's it.
Because they're like, well, it's not safe. What do you mean? How?
There's no data.
Prove it.
Because that's usually when they change the rule for player safety, they usually have data behind it.
Right.
There's none here.
But you know what isn't safe? Football.
Football ain't safe.
It's not safe. Not safe. You're not going to be safe out there. So, yeah. I hope they don't ban it.
Me.
I generally don't care, but, like, at this point, it's annoying. Like, all these people talking about it and basically just, like, we can't stop it, so we have to change it. I don't like that.
That's basically what it is.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
Invest in some squats. That I already told you.
And bigger offensive line.
That thigh health is one of the biggest keys to life longevity.
Okay.
You get stronger quads, you live longer.
You did tell me that because they had a big tribute to Peter Schrager yesterday. He's leaving the NFL Network. So he is the new – he's an analyst.
Uh-huh.
So obviously I'm curious, like, is he going to do shows? Meaning, is he going to be like the NFL Sunday and all that other stuff?
All good questions.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, insider reporter. Okay.
I like Peter Schrager.
I like him too.
Yeah.
I like him too.
Does a good job.
Yeah. So
I thought it was a little extra yesterday.
Oh, yesterday? Oh, yeah.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah. Like, what the hell did you serve?
I mean, he covered the NFL, did a pretty good job, but, like, come on. All right. We'll come back. We'll let you hear what Raheem Morris and Arthur Blank not here. We'll read to you what they had to say about Kirk Cousins and the Falcons, because for whatever reason, nobody put a microphone in front of those guys. Mike Tomlin's in there sweating like crazy, 50 microphones in front of him. But we'll relay you the quotes from the Falcons brass coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon. We will get into what the Falcons head coach and owner had to say at the owner's meeting earlier today about the team in general, the draft philosophy, some offseason stuff. Grady Jarrett quote from Arthur Blank was really great. Obviously, a guy with just a huge impact on the organization, losing him over the offseason. Not helpful both on the field and off the field. And the Kirk Cousins stuff, too. We'll get to all of that. The back page with Bo coming up in 20 minutes as well.
Don't do him no favors.
No.
You know what I mean? Like,
don't.
It's a crazy situation. We understand. Talking about this whole Falcons and backup quarterback, whatever. But don't do him no favors.
No. And you're right. I mean, you obviously have to approach this thing. This is what they said. I mean, Arthur Blank was asked about the Kirk Cousins move or potentially moving him. He said, quote, maybe something pre-draft, which is only a couple weeks now at this point as it's coming up, maybe something during the draft, or maybe something post-draft. So literally any time in the future, they might do it, but we got to do what's best for us and all that kind of stuff, which obviously you do.
Yeah.
But I also think like there's more to it than compensation as far as what's best for you. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think that, and I understand that being the focus.
Get rid of the problem.
Yeah. Like, and that, and also just like keeping around something that's just sort of like a lingering, it's just not what you need when you're trying to transition to what you're hoping is your next future at starting quarterback. Like, we're talking about the backup quarterback. Mm-hmm. And I know it's, you know, I'm not playing dumb by minimizing it to that,
right?
But it also is that, right? Like, when in ever is talking about the backup quarterback in football good?
Never.
Right? It's not ever good. Like, it always just kind of clouds what's going on with the starter. If there is a guy, the most popular guy is always the backup. Usually that's in college if he's a highly recruited guy, whatever. Sometimes it happens in the NFL, but not very often. But when the backup quarterback is being talked about for any reason, it's generally not good, you know?
No, I mean, like,
it's generally not a good situation.
You're on the same page. I think just cut your losses and be done with it, you know? But I understand the business aspect of it as far as, okay, but we're not just going to give you away, Kirk. We're not going to acquiesce to what you and your agent want. We know what you want. We know you want to be a starting quarterback, and we know the quickest way for you to become a starting quarterback is for us to cut you right now.
Right, sure.
High and dry. No,
I totally understand them not wanting to do that.
We're not going
to
do that.
And hopefully a situation comes up where a team is desperate enough to have that be their plan, right? I mean, because that's what it is at this point. And it's probably going to be post-draft. And maybe if Aaron Rodgers doesn't sign with the Steelers, that helps. Maybe it doesn't. I really don't know. But like, you're basically banking on somebody's situation being so dire that they're willing to give you something.
And the team that he's linked to, they're dire.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah, they're dire. You got Kenny Pickett.
Yeah.
And then you got an owner pretty much come out and saying, well, the guy who's supposed to be our quarterback, it's been a disaster. And if we release him, it's $176 million.
Right. So I guess just keep him, even though he's probably never going to play for the team again. But yeah, the Browns obviously are the poster child for disaster in the NFL.
Yep.
They're the ones that you're sort of looking at as you're out for this thing, which hopefully it happens. And great. My thing is just, if it doesn't, I get that they've played it right, I guess. Nothing's happened. So I don't know if anybody's played it right. Kirk's played it right.
Yes.
Like, Kirk got $10 million
yes.
for doing nothing.
Yes.
Okay, so
yes.
Kirk's played it right. And I would say at this point, Kirk has more leverage.
We talked about this yesterday. Kirk has the leverage.
You don't want him here. And he doesn't want to be here.
Yep.
You have a guy that's going to replace him, and as much as you've already paid him, and they said that today as well, we already paid him, so we're comfortable having him. That's the right thing to say. Like, it's not as simple as that to me. Maybe it is. Maybe it is as simple as Penix is our starter. This guy's our backup. We did pay him $100 million over the last 2 years to be the backup.
Mm-hmm.
And if Penix struggles like a rookie, like he's going to, it's just going to lead to people being like, well, put this guy in because he's probably better right now,
I just think, Bunk, that they don't want to admit. I think they view releasing him as a mistake, even though we already know it is.
Right. right? Do they think that we don't know that it was a mistake? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly.
It's like when they wait till after the media availability to fire the defensive coordinator. Yes. Do they think that we don't know that Jimmy Lake was a mistake? We know.
Yeah.
We watched.
Yes.
And then you fired him.
Yeah.
So we know. Like, whether you release him. Again, I get doing it the way that they're trying to do it to try to get something in return
for him. I understand that.
Just to try to tourniquet the wound.
Yes.
That is
because if you can,
the Kirk Cousins decision.
Because if you can walk away with an asset for
sure,
him.
Sure. That'd be wonderful.
That'd be outstanding.
That'd be wonderful.
And they're going to get you back that $100 million.
No, you'll never get that.
Yeah, you ain't getting that back.
You're never going to get that back. And we'll never get these hours back of all of this. The fans will never get it back.
Right.
You'll never get that frustration back of last year going from 6-3 into the toilet. That all happened, but it all happened.
Mm-hmm.
We all saw it. We watched it. Mm-hmm. We're not blind
right.
to what's going on. This guy didn't want to be here. You don't want him here. We're all aware of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone is fully conscious of what's going on. So play it how you have to play it. I'm just saying, like, there comes a time where what's best for us is just you not being here.
And that's why I say me and you are on the same page
yeah.
and thought process
because,
of that.
But I think your position on this or your opinion on this is even more valid than, you know, whatever. Like, we're on the same page, but you're coming from it from an even different place, being in a locker room
mm-hmm.
where this guy did all this stuff this offseason.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's going to be the backup quarterback,
mm-hmm.
and he's supposed to be back in that. And I know the locker room is the most forgiving place in the world and all that kind of stuff.
It is.
But you also don't forget.
No,
like,
you
saw what happened this
offseason. You never forget. And I think the biggest thing, and, you know, a little more clarity came out behind the meetings with whoever Kurt had the meeting with. Ross said he did know. They did know about him wanting to meet with Arthur Blank. It said it was like an hour-long meeting. It sounded like on the phone.
Mm-hmm. Five pages
of notes. Don't have any idea what you can scribble down that you need to know that your quarterback doesn't want to be here.
You think someday those, like, you can, like, auction off?
You know, it probably will be somewhere.
The 5 pages of Kirk Cousins conversation.
If he goes out and if he wins the Super Bowl, they watch.
You know what I would love? Yeah, right.
If
Penix wins the Super Bowl this year, then that becomes some sort of, like,
yes.
like famous lore in Falcons history. You know what I want a copy of? Because people have them because they were on the team. I want that that Bobby Petrino note that he left.
Yeah.
He left, I don't know how many of them, but he left them.
Everybody got one in their locker.
Somebody's got one.
Yes.
You know, wouldn't that be a wild piece of memorabilia
somebody
to have as a Falcons fan?
Somebody has it.
Put it on the dartboard.
Somebody has it. Yeah, but I mean, just the business part of what the Falcons are doing, it's making business sense.
Yep.
All right, and that's why when Mike Conte said, you know, somewhere closer to training camp, that's usually when you see the desperate. You usually see it the first week of training camp,
mm-hmm.
and then obviously before the season starts, if somebody's hurt or something like that. But I'm, and that's what I understand. But I'm still with why do we need to keep this around? But then that goes back to, you know, because I know I said last, I'm just tired of him. You know what I mean? Like he's in one. I mean, they said all the right things. Just like Kirk Hamler, professional and all of us, I get all that. All right. Kirk Cousins is a nice person. He's a nice person. All right. He is. But I just don't like him. You know what I mean? And what I mean by that is the spilling of the tea.
No, I don't.
The spilling of, I was hurt.
Yeah.
The at the Super Bowl taking off the Falcon stuff. Why were we in the first place? You know what
place?
I'm saying? Like all that crap. I don't like him because of that.
I won't wave my trade clause until after the draft so I don't get panicked again.
Yeah, kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not upset with him for feeling that way, for protecting himself. I understand that he wants to be a starter. And he got panicked there. He did. He never recovered from that. Their relationship was never the same after that.
Which I also kind of don't blame him for. You know what I mean?
No, I don't blame him.
Like, I signed here for $100 million.
No.
And you guys drafted a quarterback in the first round? Like, what are we doing?
I don't blame him for that.
Yeah. Like, neither do I.
Yeah,
neither
but I. Now I'm at a point where I'm like, maybe because I'm tired talking about this.
Sure.
Get him on. Get gone.
Let me ask you this, though, because I think...
And who the hell thought he was going to show up for some damn OTAs? No, when the hell he's showing up?
No, he's not.
No.
He's not. Now, he probably would have said prior to any of this, of course, I'll be at every OTA. I mean, I'm the leader of the team and all that kind of stuff. All right, maybe you're not anymore. But as someone who's on the team in this situation, because I think sometimes we... As media sort of make things to be something that they're not versus what they would be for folks that are on the team. Not sometimes. A lot of times we do. But are we doing that with this? Is like, okay, say Kirk's still the backup when training camp comes around. I mean, that's like a thing at training camp. I wouldn't want that to be a thing if I was the team. Mm-hmm. Like, I would rather have the focus be on the young quarterback mm-hmm. that everyone thinks is going to be awesome, mm-hmm. Bijan Robinson, Drake, whatever, whoever we draft, all that kind of stuff. Like, that's what I would want the focus to be on. If Kirk Cousins is there, some of the focus is going to be on him.
Yeah.
If you're on the team, is that something that's like, God, this is annoying?
Yeah, of course you're going to think it's annoying, but at the same time, you got to go and do your job.
Sure.
And that's always, yeah. that's, I mean, the end of the day, we know there's certain things, all these different scenarios, but you're still a professional. You still got to go out there and do your job. Ain't nobody going to walk past Kirk if he's in the locker room and, like, grind at him.
No.
Or if he says hello, they're going to give him the silent treatment. That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen, right. right? That's not going to happen, all right? It's going to be one of those things where he's on the team. He's going to, hey, whatever he can do to help us win, fine, yeah, whatever.
Look, Penix loves him. Like, yeah. Legitimately
yeah.
loves
him. Yeah, and so, I mean, and that's how the relationship usually is with your teammates. When your teammates yeah. done some dumb blank, you don't shun him and I don't want to speak to you and grumble. It's just like, you know what, you hear – We got to coexist. So let's win while we're doing it.
Yeah.
And I don't know if, and I'm not ready to go there and say it'll be a detriment to the team having Kirk Cousins on it, because I don't think that's the fact.
Yeah.
Because
the only way that it would be, and it might not even be because he's on the team,
right?
But if they don't play good
mm-hmm.
and Penix doesn't play good
right.
and he's there,
mm-hmm.
that becomes such a nightmare.
Yes.
Like, that's just
yes.
You know. And to me, like, that's enough to want to avoid that. You know,
I agree.
Like, I don't want that. I don't want that element in my atmosphere. I got to get that out of here. Now, you know, it would be nice to have a guy that you could go to as a backup and trust for sure. But, like, you're also hoping you don't have to go to a backup at any point. You're also hoping Penix just plays great.
That's it.
You know what I mean?
That's it, man.
But that's the thing. If Penix plays great and they win, if Kirk Cousins is in there or not, it doesn't matter. Because the only thing that matters at all in any of this is actually winning.
That's the most important thing.
Problem is they just haven't done much of that.
Damn, Lamar's got more wins than the Braves.
Everyone does.
Damn.
Is there any other? Are there?
I'm just looking at the Nat.
Brewers.
I'm looking at the NL East. That's okay. It.
Brewers are also in four. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here Tuesday afternoon. 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day, which is the 0-5 start for the Braves is not the worst thing that happened yesterday to the Braves. So we'll get to all of that Braves-related stuff. Brandon Adams is going to join us at 1:20 as well. Some college football conversation with G-Day right around the corner.
Yeah, man.
Just, 11 days. Not this weekend, but next weekend will be G-Day. And then we'll get to an AMA an hour from right now.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking back to the five pages of notes.
Okay. That really is the most interesting
interesting that he said he took five pages of notes.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to say, was he like the court reporter, you know, trying to type everything they say? Was he trying to write down everything Kirk said?
Yeah, I don't know. You just bullet point it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He bullet pointed, then, okay, Kurt, I got all this, and I will look over it and give you my answer.
Right. Or maybe there was like, you
wants
know,
a trade.
Okay, here's
wants to
the,
be a starter.
Right, here's the topic.
Yes.
Trade. And then the little bullet points on that.
Yes.
Okay. Staying here. Bullet points on that.
Yes.
And then maybe they did some other, like, life conversations.
Maybe.
How are the kids? Let me take some notes on that.
Maybe.
How are your kids? How's the foundation going? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got any plans to see anybody else important lately or coming up? And Kirk would have said, yeah, tomorrow I'm going to see the president.
Yeah.
And then Arthur would be like, wow, that's pretty cool. That'll be, well, are you in D.C. right now? Well, okay, cool. That explains the area code. And I don't know. I have no idea what they talked about an hour.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean,
please trade me.
Please trade me. No. or we'll consider it if the price is right. Well, sir, I would really like to go now so I can get where my family's going to be at, blah, 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 blah. Now, I completely think that all of that off the table. I'm thinking he's wanting to wait until after the draft.
Yeah.
Now, if Cleveland takes a quarterback at number two, right? Say, for instance, Shador.
Yeah.
Then what?
I don't know. Then we're blanked.
Okay. And what if Aaron Rodgers does go to Pittsburgh?
That doesn't help.
Okay. Then where's it to go?
I don't know. Okay. Here.
Now, if Cleveland takes a quarterback at the top of the second round.
Okay.
What does that mean?
Get you a bridge.
Okay. All right. So that's how you view it?
Kirk Bridge? Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm just curious how, like, I know he doesn't want to go somewhere where they're going to draft a quarterback, but what if they do take a second round guy?
Right. Is it okay if he's a second rounder, Kirk?
Hey, Kirk, it's okay
if we're
going to get a second round guy.
Because we know how you felt about the first rounder.
Yes.
What about a second rounder? Or what a third rounder? Would your feelings be okay then?
Yes.
How are you as a note taker?
Very, very good, but I'm the only person that can read my notes.
Oh, that's even better.
Yes, I'm a very, very horrible writer. meaning my penmanship is not the best. When I want to take my time, penmanship is good, but for the most part, it's not. It looks like chicken scratch, and I never seem to. Like, my notes would be all over the place. Like, they'd be sideways sometimes. It'd be straight up and down sometimes. Uh-huh. But it's just all about, you know.
But you know what it is.
I know what it is. It's all that matters.
You know what it is. Yeah. I didn't realize. I thought I had good penmanship. I guess I had only seen, like, other dudes until I got married. And then my wife was like, you don't have good penmanship.
Yeah.
So she doesn't let me do any. Like, you know, we write Lily or Jack's height on the wall.
Uh-huh.
And I wrote her name the first time. Uh-huh. She was like, never
again. It was awful.
Never again.
Yeah, dog,
what you need to do is paint white over it so I can do it and then write it. And she does have much better penmanship.
We have that height.
I will give her the benefit. I'll give her the nod on that one. But mine's not that bad.
Right.
Like it said, Lily, you can read it.
It's all that matters, right?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Whatever, man. That's that thing because it's going to be there forever and all that other stuff. Like we have a board that's like 6 foot, a little bit taller than me.
Uh-huh.
That's how we measure them out.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, okay. And she's the same way. I'll write it. That's the difference. You know who is who. You know, I mean, Bastion didn't all of a sudden just fly past Samson.
Right. No, not yet.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's incremental. It's going to take time.
But no, I think I have good penmanship. I am definitely a person who can only read his own writing a lot of times.
She X'd me out of that.
Yeah.
I was so happy. I love doing it. Now I don't get to do it anymore. I can measure them.
Right.
And do the line.
How often do y'all do that?
Once a year.
Okay.
On birthdays.
Okay.
And that's it. Otherwise, you know, there's too many lines.
Yeah, but we'll do it randomly.
Yeah.
We'll do it randomly because he's taller than her now.
Oh, yeah, so, okay. Yeah, yeah, so he loves that.
Yeah, so he's taller than his mama now. So
my brothers are also jerks, so they all came over and put their height up there because me and Ashley put our heights up there. So they're all just like, okay, we get it. You're all three taller than me. That's great. Get out of my house.
That's exactly.
Get out of here.
Dude.
You guys had your shoes on when you did it.
That's foul.
All right, let's get to the back page with Bo.
How y'all going to just ruin another man's house?
Brought to you by Solomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Solomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
As we have already established, today is, in fact, April 1st, otherwise known as April Fool's Day. April Fool's Day. Although there will be no silliness here. Randy is not moving to the Philippines. Everybody is in their place, the same place they were yesterday. Didn't stop Tiger Woods, though. I'm not sure if you may have seen this news earlier on Twitter, Andy. This morning.
Instagram. I saw it on Instagram.
Was it IG?
It was on both, but I saw it on Instagram.
Takes to Twitter, IG, social media. I can't believe I'm saying this, but a few weeks after rupturing my left Achilles, the sleeping in a hyperbaric chamber plus the explosive lifts my doctors and trainers have me working to play the Masters next week. Can't wait to see y'all on the course. Tiger the Prankster.
Yeah, luckily nobody fell for that.
Nobody fell for it.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure people fell for it.
Yeah, there's a guy at Akia Studios who fell for it. Andy fell for it.
No, I'll say I fell for it briefly.
Yeah.
But it was a very short period of time.
But you.
I did. I was like, what? Oh, it's April 1st. And then I was like, what a jerk. Why would he do that?
Oh, come on.
Can I make you feel better?
Yeah, I mean, I don't feel bad.
Tracy Wolfson fell for it.
Oh, did someone fell for it so bad they posted it?
Yeah.
Who
now, I will say this.
Tracy Wolfson.
Who's that?
She's a sideline reporter.
Why do people act like I'm supposed to know everybody's damn name?
I don't know. I'm just telling you who she is.
Hey, she's Tracy Porter? No.
She's like on their first team. She's like their one seed.
That's awesome. I'm sure she does an amazing job. Don't be looking out for Tracy, but I will start looking out for her.
She does a nice job.
I believe it.
I will say this for Tracy's defense. If you read the comments, a lot of other people got too.
Yeah.
A lot of commenters on the Tiger Woods.
Did she repost it or something?
She must have, yeah. She must have.
Damn.
I mean, look. The guy won the U.S. Open with a broken leg.
Yeah, and he was also like 20-something.
He was younger, yeah. He was younger.
Yeah,
and it's also an example of when you want something to be true,
yes.
You will allow yourself to believe that it is, even briefly. It was brief. I didn't even turn to say anything. I was actually peeing while it happened. I was at the urinal. I didn't even get for a whole pee.
Also, why you probably shouldn't be checking social media and using the restroom at the same time.
Yes.
Why not? What else am I supposed to be doing?
Looking at, I don't know, look at the wall.
I've peed so many times.
I don't see how people do that. It blows my mind that people actually, you can't get off it for that long of a, you know. It's 60 seconds. Maybe 30.
It's like, you know, it's easy.
I just have a fear of dropping my phone in the urinal, I guess.
Oh, I got good hands.
Are you going to get it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
In a urinal?
Sure. Sure.
Okay.
Toilet, too. Things are waterproof.
Outhouse.
What time of day? Beginning of the concert or end of the concert?
Well, it'd be easier to get at the end of the concert.
Oh, God.
They'd be sitting on
top. Closer.
So you may not be the only person that fell for an April Fool's Day prank. So I was sitting there thumbing through the internet this morning, and I run across a ad by the Pittsburgh Pirates AA affiliate, the Altoona Curve, and how they were going to have an alter ego jersey this year. And I'm like, oh, wow, that's cool. I'm going to print off some other alter egos and see what y'all think about these. So what they were going to do in an effort to continue to just make as much money off they can of Paul Skeens without putting a good baseball team around him.
Or paying him.
Or paying
him.
Yeah, paying him, pretty much.
Yeah.
So I saw an ad earlier that I cannot find now, which is why I think it may be April Fool's Day thing. The Altoona Curve were going to have for 5 games, they were going to have an alternate ego. They were going to call themselves the Altoona Livies.
Oh, that's his,
there were
that's
jerseys his. On this post and everything, and I cannot find it now. They were purple and gold jerseys, and they had a little L on the hat. That's her hair, and then it had like a picture of her cartoon version.
That's
even
creepy.
On the, so whoever did this,
yeah,
it's a genius post, unless the Altoona Curve are really doing this, but I can't find it anywhere.
Yeah, it's a funny joke.
We all get got sometimes.
It would be creepy if they did it. You got a Livy.
It would not surprise
that's his
me.
His girlfriend.
Though. Oh, it's yeah. Again, I don't know who his girlfriend is.
Yeah. Livy Dunn, yeah.
If the, they did a her hair as the L?
It was a, just a hairy L. Yeah, just a, like
hairy
a ponytail.
L.
Yeah.
yeah, that would be creepy.
Well, speaking of
yeah, there was something on
April Fool's jokes that are not jokes but probably should be. You know, just when you go to think that you feel bad for being a Braves fan, at least you're not a fan of the two teams that are playing in minor league ballparks this season.
God.
Both of which are 500 or better teams.
Yes.
But the Sacramento A's, or just the Athletics, had their home opener yesterday, and they did do something really, really cool with throwing out the first pitch.
Fans throwing out the ceremonial first pitches are the daughters of the late, great Ricky Henderson, Angela, Alexis, and Adriana. Catching the first pitches, A's outfielder Lawrence Butler, Ricky's childhood friends Dave Stewart and Fred Atkins.
Love.
I didn't know Ricky was childhood friends with Dave Stewart.
I love Dave Stewart.
Or if that was a misspeak,
dude,
but they
Dave
might have
Stewart
been.
Love
was
Dave Stewart.
Absolute
Dave Stewart
was, menace.
Yes.
Love, what a great pitcher.
Love Dave Stewart. I thought that was really cool and everything. Everything else outside of that was awful.
It's yeah, awful. It's just going to be a season-long bad situation.
Yeah, it was awful.
And it's going to it's for 3 years?
Oh,
is
a three-season-long
yeah.
bad situation.
Oh, my goodness. I thought it was at least two.
What a shame.
It's 3 long years of that crap?
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
What a shame.
So I'm not sure how y'all feel about Dave Portnoy. I'll watch some of his pizza videos. You know, he'll grade pizza and whatever. I can't say that I agree with his pizza takes because it sounds to me like he likes pizza that stands up and it doesn't flop. Maybe he's just making fun of Brooklyn-style pizza because he's a Bostonian. So here's Dave Portnoy, his take on the torpedo bats. Turns out he is actually just a whiny Boston fan.
But you got to get rid of the torpedo bat. It's unfair to the pitchers. It's stupid for the game. If you get sawed off, you hit the ball in the label. Again, that means you stink. You don't take wood from the handle and put corked wood and make this torpedo thing. So all you got to do is I should be in the major leagues with this thing. Unbiased rant.
So there you go. Boston, who was favored to meet the Braves by a lot of people in the World Series this year, is also 1-3, so I'm sure that's where a lot of that's coming from.
I would like to have his bank account.
Yeah, definitely. But
that
other, than that,
fan,
other than that, he's an effing dirtbag, in my opinion.
Yeah. Not a great dude.
Yeah, dirtbag.
So, not to be outdone by Paul Skeens, but he almost was. There was a Shohei Ohtani baseball card that hit the auction block last week. Closes out Saturday. This is a one-of-one with a piece of pant from Shohei Ohtani's 50-50. I don't know if from the 50-50 night where it happened or just from the season. It's probably just from the season, but it is a one-of-one baseball card. $1,067,500.
For a card?
With
a piece of pants on it.
With a piece of Shohei's pants on it. Things rich people spend their money on.
Yeah, that's wild.
I like it.
I have an Edgar Martinez card with a piece of his jersey on it.
Uh-huh. You pay how much for it?
$8 at a card store.
You know, I've seen videos of people taking apart these cards that have the actual, you know, like the pieces of the pant or the piece of the base.
Yeah.
Apparently, you don't have to, by rule, you don't have to put a piece of pant or logo or jersey that the player on the card had played with.
Oh.
Could just be anything.
So, but they do have to label the article of clothing or article, you know,
okay,
rip or whatever, they have to label it. So if you take these cards apart and look on the back of it, it will tell you who actually owned the uniform that this piece of jersey was taken off.
So here's your Edgar Martinez card with Willie Bloomquist pants.
Pretty
on.
Much.
Oh, could cool. Be, yeah. Thanks. That's
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, that sounds exactly what that sounds like. Pretty much. Well, you got hosed.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why the authentic, all that stuff, that always worries me because I don't want to have to go after somebody for getting me something like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah. That'd be the worst. Like you buy a fake autograph or something and you think it's really worth something and then you get it authenticated.
Yes. And they tell you like,
this is
like, what?
Some guy did this.
I paid $200,000 for this. Like,
now, I have to think at that level, the authentication process would be there.
Yes.
You would hope.
But who can even trust these certificates of authenticity?
Exactly.
Like when you go to a silent auction, how are you to know
that's true? Like, some people buy art that is supposed to be by a famous artist, and it isn't.
Yeah.
You know? Like, they'll get duped in that situation.
All the time. It happens all the time.
Yeah. Just, my suggestion is this. Just get a four-year-old and just put her art up on the wall.
It's beautiful.
It's better anyway.
Beautiful.
Y'all do that?
It's all rainbows.
It's fans. Frame it.
I got
and it looks really, really cool.
I got one of those frames
that
you can pop open and then put the new art on top of it. Mm-hmm. So every day you just put a new piece of art on it, which is great. And that's it stores fantastic. The old stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, you know, it's a lot of stuff in there.
Eventually it's going to start getting tossed.
It's a lot of stuff. Yeah, and then eventually you move on. But at least it gets to have a moment of glory for a little while. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.